Hey, this is Craig Ferrantino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferrantino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All right, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Remember that website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Loads of information and free registering, a key for all the great webinars and events. The Dow lost 210 yesterday, a close. Futures is down about 73 as we speak. So we're seeing that slide, and it's inflation. Listen, any way you slice it, it is what it is. As we see what happens here to close out a week, jobs, I think 12,000 plus added here on the island. We'll touch upon that. Mr. Ferrantino, always a pleasure to have you, my friend. What's happening?
Good morning, Jay. Yes, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to also say it's Friday, too, isn't it, Jay? Yeah, we're watching things. You know, we got some numbers yesterday. I mean, the producer price index, highest ever in recorded history. The CPI also very high since like 1990 or something like that. So seeing some interesting numbers here. We're keeping an eye on the realm, and you're kind of getting the you're seeing a rotation. We'll get into this, but we're seeing a rotation into the out of the value stocks, the dividend paying stocks, the safety stocks, the classics, your classic manufacturing companies. You saw them really, really rotate very strong in the last few months. And we were saying growth is dead. And now we're seeing a rotation, a sizable shift in rotation from cyclical sectors and value towards back into growth, which was the one that ran all last year. So we're starting to see that, and I think that's quite interesting. The as you know, at least we talked about yesterday, we're starting to see some of this inflation has been really, really creeping in. We're showing an unemployment number. The number went the wrong way, as we might have thought. You know, we saw 412,000. It rose. The amount of people applying for unemployment benefits rose. We were expecting a decline. Everybody was expecting a decline. But some people are jumping on and saying, hey, you know, maybe this summer I'm getting another $300 a week in addition to the unemployment benefits that I get from the state, where the federal's kicking in another $300. So that number, and let me tell you, there's probably these numbers are still at 6% or so, 6.1% unemployment. I think it's almost double, because a lot of people have dropped out of the have really just dropped out of the market. And so they're not counted. These are for people who are in the markets looking for positions. So we have a lot of people sitting on the sidelines. And the jobless claims, we hope, in the future will resume a downward trend. I guess we'll know in a few weeks as the services sector picks up. Hopefully they pick up some of these people, meaning the restaurants and things like that. And we're also getting some you know, people have kept out of the labor force. You know, you hear it because of child care, ongoing fears of the virus, and, of course, the enhanced unemployment benefit. I'll put a gold star to that last point there. And if that starts to come down, I guess we won't really know the unemployment numbers until, you know, September, October, when those monies run out. So we're also picking up some volatility, seeing some weakness, because the Fed has been signaling that they may be increasing interest rates. And so that's going to have some people that rely, interest rate companies, people that rely on low interest rates to grow, will start to get hit. And that's what we're seeing. We're ending up a down week, I think. We'll see how we end up on Friday here. But we haven't had a down week since January. And so we'll take a look at that. We look at the wild ride that we've been on in this journey, Jay, for the last year and a half. So after peaking on 324-2000, the S&P index fell 47% and gained 121%, then lost. This is starting in 2000. If you go back over history here, S&P 500 fell 47%. Gained 121%, then lost 55%, then gained 529%, then lost 34%, and finally gained 94% through the close of trading as of last Friday. And investors who wrote out all three, you know, started in 2000, wrote all three bear slash bull cycles since March 24th, 2000, would have gained an annualized 7% per year over the entire 21 years. In spite of initially investing at an all-time high on 3/24/2000. So I've been also, the theme is, you know, it's still the summer. There's usually a sell-off. A lot of, some of the traders aren't there. This is a good time to be in, you know, based on your own individual situations. And but the S&P 500 has also changed, so that's always a moving target there. But it's an interesting in number to look at nonetheless. So if you started it 21 years ago in March of 2000 at the high and saw the ups and downs in bull bear indexes, your entire return for those 21 years will still be 7%. So there you go. Good argument for the markets there. You know, it's been the worst year for the taxable bond market. These are corporate entities that issue bonds, or they don't need to go to a bank. They can borrow cheaper by going to the public. And so that's one of the ways that companies raise money, is to issue a bond, which is a promise to pay. And we're starting to see a year-to-date performance in the taxable bond market shows a loss of almost 2%. So I think that's interesting, because as interest rates start to fluctuate here, we're starting to see if interest rates go up, the value of these bonds goes down. So the interest that people that bought them a year ago at a low interest rate started to see the face value, the trading value on the secondary market go down. Consumer price index, as I said, was up 5% on a trailing 12-month basis. The year-over-year inflation was less than 5%. And so we're seeing some very, very new numbers. Anyway, that's what I have on the plate for today. There's no major financial news. It's going to be a sleepy Friday. We're keeping an eye on the markets. Our futures are trading lower. And, you know, the Dow futures down 105 right now, and the S&P down just slightly. NASDAQ, which is your tech heavy, this is the one that's coming to life. You're seeing some money back rotating into that. And so that's your Facebook, Apple, Netflix, Google, all those, plus a bunch of others that are on that index. We're starting to see some great numbers head in there, and see some new money going in there.
And I tell you, you cover the gamut like no one else. Really tremendous. Two quick ones on my end. And, you know, it's all about inflation, and that's what it is. It's about the demand, and that's what you're seeing now. Everywhere you go to the supermarket, I've been telling you, look at the gas prices now. $3.12 average on the island. What's $2.16 a year ago? What does that tell you? You know, this is all parts of the equation here. And not only that, I couldn't help but read where Louisiana became the first, Craig, Democratic-run state to drop out of the federal unemployment program, you know, the extra $300 a week in aid. So John Bel Edwards signed a bill terminating this. So it's interesting now, Louisiana joining 25 other states, all led by Republican governors, by the way, that will prematurely end the supplemental unemployment benefits. So, listen, that's been part of the problem, too, because so many businesses cannot hang on. They don't have nobody to work. So, you got a lot of moving parts here. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, no, you're right. That is the problem. I mean, they throw out, well, people can't find childcare in this day. Well, I don't know. I mean, do we have studies on that? Is that something we measure, the childcare index? But the fact of the matter is people are getting paid. So it's just another smokescreen type thing. That gives an excuse for people to stay home. But, you know, some of these CEOs, I mean, you've seen this, right? Like, I think the head of Morgan Stanley or one of these big banks said yesterday that they're, if you're not back by Labor Day, you won't be back, or something like that. He made some sort of comment like, oh, how insensitive, and all this other stuff. So kind of interesting. A lot of people here are working. I spoke to some clients in L.A. They're very excited. They've had everything lifted. As of I think Monday. I mean, you literally here we had a little looser, but over there they to go to a gym and not have your mask on is a big plus, and not have to worry about some of these restrictions that have been draconian on the American people and their freedom. as well as their desire to work. So here we go. But, you know, the building next to mine, Jay, here on Long Island, are Route 110, 510 Broad Hollow Road. Come on and visit, Suite 204. The building north of mine, is the parking lot is still empty, major insurance company. And then the building south of my building, also a major insurance company, starting with the word New York, is completely empty. So kind of scary because sometimes I cut through their parking lots to get to a side road, and I'm just flabbergasted at that there's still some of these major companies not back to work. So it's a real thing. It's an absolutely real thing. It's going to power and affect the economy. So again, we're going to put together some seminars. We'll talk about it next week, Jay. We're just in the final stages that your listeners can attend. One on the changes in Social Security, critically important to everybody here, because hopefully all your listeners will get Social Security, but they need to be on that call on how the changing of the restrict feature is going away. And the other one will be on the Biden tax plan or the tax increases and how that's going to affect you. And we're going to add a little section on there on how inflation affects everybody. If you have if you're making $500,000 a year and wood goes up, well, you know, that's a nuisance, but it's not a big deal. But if you're making $80,000 a year and wood goes up or gasoline goes up, then that becomes more and more of a big deal. It starts to eat into your discretionary money that you saved on the side to live on. And that starts to minimize that number. So we'll be talking about all of those in the next week or two on these daily webinars, and your listeners would be invited to that. That'd be a very exciting time. We want to get the word out.
Another telling number, lumber up 380-something%, folks. That's what you're seeing now with new homes. It is unbelievable. It's off the charts. It really is. And in order to get into these great events and webinars, you must remember the website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Remember that. Put it right on the refrigerator. CraigJamesFinancial.com. You have a great weekend now. And I look forward to talking with you on Monday. How's that?
Yes, Jay. Thanks for all that you do. Yeah, I want to let you listen. I listen to that. The next segment is great that you have on your show, too. Not to promote it, but I want to know what's going on this weekend for Long Island, and hopefully that comes up next. So great to have you. Have a great weekend.